almost fall on the ground.
I think I had it. Don't drag me out.
Trying, Lumbery, so long as the whiskey holds up.
And you know, fine man.
A great
didn't they, once?
A warning against nine sailors.
Not exactly what
I engineered a mutiny aboard an Arab dhow in the Gulf of Oman some years back. I saw the cargo at Bahrain for a pretty figure, Murray. Pretty figure.
That certainly compounded a crime.
The cargo was illegal in the first place, Murray. You know what it was? Slaves. Little boys and girls from India.
Mr. Millet, I must ask you once and for all.
The bottle's almost finished, Murray, so spit it out.
Will you take a job if I offer you one?
A job? Murray, I stopped working 9 years ago. I mean, yes, working.
All right. Then I must ask you to leave this island on the next boat.
I like it here, Murray. I'm staying here.
Well, I can't make you go, I suppose.
You suppose, right?
But I do have certain powers. The company controls the sale of liquor here, Mr. Teller. And if I order that none be given you...
You'll do that?
I would.
Unless I take a job or leave, is that it?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not working, and I'm not leaving, Murray.
Then you won't be boozing either, Mr. Teller.
This scotch, if you don't mind, Murray. I think I've earned it.
Good day, Mr. Pellet. That night, the order went out to Sir Pellet no more rum. However, the skinful of scotch he'd taken on a table to tell for him through until noon the next day. He awoke then with a terrible thirst, and I think he was raging. You can't cut off alcohol from a man who has been consumed for 9 years without results more or less violent. Karaki was impatient of a thing, bore the brunt of it all. Karaki, the little heathen from Mugesi, a place where some people were smoked and others eaten. It took 2 days of awful torture to break Pellet's spirit, and then on the morning of the third, the man was shattered. Toleration. He was a brute, and he behaved like a brute. meantime, waiting for the day the ship would arrive, Karaki remained cool, and showered more devotion than ever upon his friend. He spent his evenings outside Michael Howell's bar, patiently waiting for Helen to get drunk enough to take him off home. Night after night, Karaki waited, while the white man stood roaring.
Fix me a knife, too.
However, there with the rifle at his hip and the axe.
Be like.
Yeah, be like too. Great place you have there, Karaki.
Be like his head.
Huh? Oh, well, be like him you do, Karaki. We big fellow friends, right?
Be like him too much. What sort of head belongs to you?
Huh? So what do you mean? I don't understand.
Red hair. Fine red whisker. Big prize here. Smoke him head. Make him Karaki. Big man on island.
you mean you're gonna my head?
Fine head. Very fine head. Cut him off now.
Has served hard to win it. And did it really matter to tell it how or why he died, since his own race would have hanged him for murder anyway?